Charlie Nardozzi, and this is the Connecticut Garden Journal. The big day is almost upon us. Halloween is coming up soon, and one of the traditions is to carve a jack-o'-lantern. I like tradition, but if you're interested in something different this year in jack-o'-lanterns, try decorating some other winter squashes too. They may not be as easy to carve, but they sure can look spooky. A few years ago, I was in France in the fall and noticed instead of the large orange pumpkins we have, they're more likely to grow a red, flattened, Cinderella-like pumpkin called Rouge Vive de Tombe. Although this pumpkin has an unusual shape, I could still see carving some unique designs on the skin. We have a similar-shaped winter squash in our country, but it's tan-colored and called Long Island Cheese. This one is tasty to eat as well. If you're still liking the traditional orange jack-o'-lantern shape, try a white skin variety such as Casper. This is a good variety for young kids using markers instead of knives to decorate their pumpkin. You can even grow blue skin pumpkins that hail from down under. Queensland Blue is a type of Hubbard winter squash from Australia that has a warty blue skin. Although not the traditional shape, it can still make one scary jack-o'-lantern. When carving any of these pumpkins and squash, it's best to soak the carved pumpkin in cold water overnight to hydrate the skin and make it last longer. Also, rub petroleum jelly on the cuts to preserve the moisture and help the jack-o'-lantern keep its shape. Next week on the Connecticut Garden Journal, I'll be talking about overwintering geraniums. Until then, I'll be seeing you in the garden.